This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're going to analyze something on Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara had a Shaila that the Bnei Biri asked from Rav Sheshes. It's the two dots on Pei Hei Amud Aleph. If the woman is a Isser Drabanan to the husband and not to the Yavam, does she have a Ksuva from the Yavam? So the halacha is, in general, when somebody is miyabim a woman, the ksuba is on nechsei bala harishain. Basic reason is that when a guy does yibam, he's not really accepting financial responsibility for this woman. His attitude is, mishamayim kazachasli, heaven made me marry her, but I don't want to take financial responsibility for her. So typically, financial responsibility rests on the first husband. However, if the first husband doesn't have money, then the yavam, in fact, has to pay her the ksuba. But this question, this case is, the Yavam has money, it's just the Yavam, I'm sorry, usually the Ksuba falls on the husband, the original husband. However, if the husband does not have money, then the Yavam has to take responsibility. In this case, the husband had money, it's just the husband was usher to her, because of a Shniya midivrei Soifrim. Now the halacha is, when somebody marries a woman, who that woman is an Isser Drabanan to him, he does not have to pay her the ksuba. It's a knas. It's a knas for them getting married. So again, normally a yavam does not pay the ksuba. Normally the husband's estate has to pay the ksuba. However, if the husband's estate doesn't have money, the yavam has to pay the ksuba. The Gemara wants to know, what if the husband's estate has money, it's just the husband was usher to her? That was the shaila of the Gemara. And the Gemara said, Amar lehu Rav Sheshes, Tini Suha, Ksubasa al nichse bala harisha, and the ksuba rests on the first husband. V'mhoisa shniya labal, if she was an isser shniya to the husband, afilu miyavam inla. She doesn't even get from the yavam. Which means, bottom line, that under these circumstances, she doesn't get a ksuba. So all the Rishonim ask the following question. Again, bottom line is, if a woman marries a man who she was an Isser Shniya to, and then he dies, and he's Miyabim, and she's Miyabim the brother, so now she does not get a ksuba, not from the husband, and not from the Yavam. That is the conclusion of the Gemara. Now, comes the Ritva, Rajba, and Ramban. We have the Rajba over here. And the Rajba says, the shaila of the Gemara is if the Yavam married her. Perush b'shekansa haloi kansa pshita deinla. Obviously, it's he was machneser. If he wasn't machneser, of course he doesn't get. Da'afilu kishera labal uli Yavam, because even a woman who is kosher to the husband and to the Yavam, einla ksuba mi Yavam, she doesn't get a ksuba from the Yavam. Afal pisha ein nechasim labal. Even though there are no nechasim that go to the husband, even if the husband has no nechasim, elam kein kansa yavam, meaning the halacha, that if the husband doesn't have money, she collects it from the yavam, it's only if the yavam was machnas, or if he wasn't machnas, or of course she doesn't get from the yavam. Da yavina nala taima, kidei shaloi te kalabein avloi tziyah. The whole reason for ksuba is so that it should not be easy in his eyes to dismiss her, but if he never took her in, there's no reason to give her ksuba. And this is the line that I want to focus on. And that is all the Rishonim ask. If bottom line, this woman, who's a shniya to the Baal, and is mutaris to the Yavam, does not get a ksuba, how can the Yavam live with her? There's halacha, that o isha b'loi ksuba asura lebal kenida. So how could the Yavam live with her? This woman doesn't have a ksuba. She doesn't have a ksuba, so he can't stay with her. What do you mean? Asur l'adam lashes the mishnah shachas b'lo ksuba. You know, if somebody, let's say, finds that their ksuba is a puzzle, they got to move out immediately, not in an hour, not in 5 minutes. That's second. You're in the middle of eating Cheerios. Put your spoon down. Pack out. So how could the yavam live with her if the halacha is she doesn't get from the husband because the husband's a shniyah, and she doesn't get from the yavam because the yavam doesn't take responsibility? Then the Yavam should not be able to stay with her. Says the Rajba, You know what the case is? The Yavam did Yibam. And now he wants to divorce her. So the Gemara is saying she doesn't get a ksuba, not from the Baal because she's a shnia to the Baal, and not from the Yavam because the Yavam wants to get rid of her. Ah, but how could he live with her? You're not going to live with a woman for 1 second without a ksuba. The answer is he doesn't want to live with her. He wants to divorce her immediately. He did the mitzvah of Yibam, now he wants to divorce her. He's a good guy. He never liked his sister-in-law. But what could he do? He has the mitzvah of Yibam, so he had a great idea. He's going to do Yibam, then he's going to dismiss her. Oh, but how could he stay with her? He doesn't plan on staying with her. He says, Aval ilu ratzel kaima, if he wants to keep her, of course he has to write her a ksuba. Vada yitzar chuluch davla. Da kaima lan also ladam lishar samishtar sha'achas vla ksuba. That's all. That's the kasha of the Rajba and the answer of the Rajba. The kasha of the Rajba is that how could this man stay with this woman, you know, to live with the woman without a ksuba? And the answer is he doesn't want to live with her. He plans on divorcing her immediately. And if he doesn't want to live with her, the Gemara doesn't apply. The whole Gemara is talking about where he doesn't want to live with her. If he did want to live with her, then he would have to write her a ksuba. That's the Rajba. That is the Rajba. Let's see if the Rambam agrees. The Rambam is in Hilchais Yibam V'Chalitza, Parak Beis Halacha Yedzayin. Yivama Shaloi Hayala Abayla Ksuba, a Yivama that didn't have on her husband a Ksuba. Why? Mibnei Shahaisa Asur Alav, she was Asur to him. Vari Mitarsi Yavam, and she's Mutta to Yavam, Kamay Shayizbaer, like will be explained. Imratza Hayavam Liyabim, if the Yavam wants to be Yabim, Miyabim, he could be Miyabim. Ve'inla Alav Ksuba. She does not have a claim of a ksuva on him. Kedar shal hayla abala, just like she didn't have on her husband. Vedina im yivama b'taysefes k'may shahayse imbala. And what about taysefes ksuba? The din with the yivama regarding the taysefes would be what it was with her husband. The Rambam seems to be disagreeing with the Rajba. The Rambam seems to be saying she doesn't have a ksuba. It says, Imratza hayavam liyabim miyabim ve'ein la alav ksuba. Well, only if he wants to divorce her the next second? The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, if he wants to do yibam, he's miyabim. She doesn't have on him the ksuba, like she didn't have a claim on her husband. The Rambam implies that in fact, not like the Rajba, that he could keep her without a ksuba. But why? We know Chazal were masakein that when you marry a woman, she gets a ksuba. Shaloi tehei kala be'enav l'hoitzia. So how would the Rambam answer that question? How could this man stay with a woman without a ksuba? Look in the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah over here seems to be medayik from the Rambam that the Rambam argues on the Rajba. The Magid Mishnah quotes this Gemara in Yesh Mutaras, Bai Upshuta, Upashta. Says the Magid Mishnah, Kasra Aman Ra Rajba, Daha Vade Bishenichna Sayavim Hi. Fine. He says the Magid Mishnah, quoting the Rajba, the Imba Lishois Ima. If he wants to stay with her, hakay malan she asur la adam she yeshe imishtay b'loy ksuba. Ela kishaba aleha v'kana v'ba lo itziya kaidim shichtav la hu delesla. When does she not get a ksuba? If he does yibam and now wants to dismiss her before the ksuba he's allowed to. Hilkach afilu shah ima yud shanim im loy kasav la ein la klum. If Lamaisa, he did stay with her b'di'evet, and now he wants to divorce her, he does not have to give her a ksuba. It's just it was usur to keep her. You heard this? In other words, if b'di'evet, he did not write a ksuba, and then he wakes up and he wants to dismiss her, he does not have to write a ksuba. It's just he was not allowed to live with her in the first place without the ksuba. That's the Rajba, and the Magid Mishnah says, V'lashon Rabbeinu Tzarchim Ezeh. The language of the Rambam then implies that he could stay with her without a ksuba, is it tzarchian? Aval dvarim nirin him. It would seem that what I just said is correct. How do I flip this? make this straight. Anybody know? Do you have to download it to flip it? How do I do this? Let's see. Here, let me download it, and then we'll flip it around. Okay. Do you see the downloaded version now? Ah, is it better? Yeah, okay. So this is the question of the Bach. The Bach is also a medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that she does not need a ksuba at all, even if he wants to keep her. And the question is, but we know that a person cannot live with a woman without a ksuba, shaloite ekala be'inov lehoitzia. So the Bach gives two answers. Number one, when are we worried that we don't want a woman to be easy to dismiss? That's when you marry a woman with your own consent. Says the Bach, the Rak Benoy Seimi Daita Hu De Tehe Kala Be'enav. It's only when you marry a woman with your own consent, she may be easy in your eyes to dismiss. You might say, okay, I married her, I chose to marry her, I will dismiss her. But a woman who the Torah obligates me to marry, and I didn't even want to marry her, that woman, we're not worried you'll be have an easy time dismissing. A person is easy to get rid of something that they chose on their own to take in, so they figure, I chose to bring it in, I can choose to take it out. But something that was imposed upon me, then it's not so easy to get rid of. Aval b'isha sh'nischayiv min ha-Torah lisa oisa, midin mitzas yibam beze enoi kal be'inav gam balik suba. That's interesting. By the way, based on this Bach, maybe we have a new answer to a famous question. The Medrash asks, Tosis asks, that if Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, why did God have to force us to accept the Torah? Do you ever hear that question? So according to this Bach, the answer is that God says, if you're going to choose to accept the Torah because it's of your own discretion, so maybe tomorrow you'll say, you know what? I don't choose to, I don't want it. But something that's imposed upon you, you can't be so quick just to dismiss it. Even though psychologically, I don't know if that's how compelling that is, but that's what the Bach seems to say in the first answer. The second answer of the Bach, that here where she married the first brother, but Isser, she's a shnia to the first brother. We do not care to have a kalba in of lahitzia, that it's light in his eyes to divorce her. Meaning, we normally, when a person, we don't let a person live with a woman without a ksuba because we don't want it to be light in his eyes to divorce her. But here, where she entered the mess, be'isser, in the first place, where we're not so, it's not so important for us to ensure that it will not be kal be'enav lahitzia. V'chein hiskim ha-Bei Shmuel. The Bei Shmuel is maskim to this, ubir devarav. The Bei Shmuel explains, v'loy shayich b'zu ha-takana, sh'loy tei be'enav kala lahitzia. The takana, that it should not be light in his eyes to divorce her, is not applicable over here. Because me'achas shenoses mitchila le'eser la. Because she got married be'isser, it should be light in his eyes to remove her. In other words, when the first guy married her, he was required to dismiss her immediately. So the whole marriage is based on the whole union began as a union that we want to dissolve. So we're not going to all of a sudden say, oh, the Yavam, who's a continuation of that union, cannot live with her because she'll take Kalaban and Loitzia, because the whole union to begin with was predicated on a union that we do want to disband, we do want to dismiss. Okay. So far we have three approaches to the question. Again, the question is
that last answer applicable even if the Yavam Yom is not a Shmiya?
No, it's not applicable then. Correct. It's only because the Yavam is a Shniya. If the Yavam were not a Shniya, and he just didn't have money, then in that case, Chazal say the Yavam is required to give a Ksuba. So far we have three answers to the question. Again, the question is, how could the man live with her without a Ksuba? So the Rashi says he can't. The Gemara is talking about where immediately after leave him, he's going to divorce her. But if he wants to stay with her, he must give her the ksuba. The Rambam implies, no, he doesn't have to give her the ksuba. Why not? So either because since the marriage was imposed upon him, we're not worried he'll be easy to dismiss the wife, or because we don't really care if it's easy because the whole thing started by Isser. The Ar Sameach has a very interesting chap over here. And that is the Rambam, he added a line, the din of the Toisefes Ksuba is like it would be with the husband. What does the Rambam mean, the din of the Toisefes with the Yavam is like it would be with the husband? Question, the Gemara says that if somebody marries a Shnia, then the woman doesn't get a Ksuba. But does she get a Toisefes Ksuba? She does. She does get a Toisefes Ksuba. So, the Ar Sameach says, so that's the answer to the question. What's the question? How could he live with her without a Ksuba, but it's going to be Kal Be'inav Lo'itzia? She still gets the Toisefes Ksuba. So the Toisefes Ksuba will be a deterrent for him to easily divorce her. Says the Ar Sameach, Peirosh, the Chol Hanoch Denosu Be'Isser, all those that married Be'Isser, Kamay Shniyais, for example, Shnius v'chayavei lavin and chayavei lavin shloi hikar b'hen, that he did not recognize rak suba ein lahem. They just don't have suba. Toisefes yesh lahen. V'im keinim ayavim yigarsha. If the yavim will divorce, he's chayav l'sham nechsei ochiv. He'll have to pay from the nechasim of his brother ta toisefes. Now we don't have to worry. But he's going to be living with his wife, the ksuba. He would have to give her the additional ksuba. And if so, it would not be easy in his eyes to remove her. But if the brother did not write her ksuba, or she sold it to him, or she was Meichel, because in such a case, she's selling or she's Meichel the Toisefes, and it would be Kal Bein Loitzia, then in those circumstances, says Ar Sameach, the Yavam would have to write her a Ksuba. Meaning the answer to the question on the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to hold that the man could live with her, even without a Ksuba, not like the Rajba, that he can only, that it's talking about where he wants to divorce her right away. The Ar Sameach learns that the Rambam holds he could stay with her because he still has the financial obligation of Toisefes Ksuba. Okay, here's the upshot. It seems like we paskin that, like the Rajba, he can't kid, not like the Rambam. Let's look in the Rama. Yivama shalayhoi, this is in our Ebn Ezer Simon Kuf Samachesiv test. Yivama shalayhoi Allah albala ksuba. Yivama that did not have a ksuba on the husband, she asurala, vihimutar suyavim, and ratsa koines, vein la ksuba, keder shalayhoi Allah albala. Says Rama, vidavka shalay kasavla. That's, she doesn't get it if he didn't write it, and then he wants to divorce her. Aval aser lahashoisa, but like ksuba, he can't keep her without a ksuba. So we do not paskin like the Rambam. We paskin like the Rajba. Now, one last thing. The Beis Shmuel says, even though he's not to live with her, b'diavad, if he didn't write her a ksuba, he does not have to give it to her. An isha muteres, a regular woman, who, if you didn't write a ksuba, she would get a ksuba from the Yavam. In other words, a woman who is mutter to the Baal. And then the husband did Yibam. The Yavam did Yibam. Even if he didn't write a ksuba, she would get a ksuba. But in this case, if you didn't write a ksuba, now you were required to, because you couldn't live with her without one. But if you didn't, she would not get a ksuba. Halach l'maisha, we paskin like the Ritva, Rajba, and Ramban, not like the Rambam. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have an amazing day. Bracha v'atzlacha. And we'll be in touch. For all you editors out there, your work is going to be coming very soon, okay? Maybe about 10 days to 13 days, something like that. Okay, we're just finishing up. Kol tov, everyone. Have a great day. Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.